Tashlich Part 3, The Detailed Laws and Customs. In our previous two lessons on the subject, we discussed the background, initiation, reasons, and explanation behind the minhag of Tashlich, and we will now discuss the main bulk of the subject, which is, of course, its details and laws. The custom of Tashlich is recorded in the Ramah, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, as well as in his Siddur. Our first question, where is it to take place? What type of body of water, and should the body of water contain fish? So the Ramah writes that it should take place by a river. And so is likewise the wording in the Maril. And so records the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, chapter 583, Halacha 7, although he omits this option from his Siddur. In the Siddur, the Alter Rebbe writes that it should take place by a well, or wellspring, following the option brought in the Magen Avram, and likewise recorded in the Kisvei Arizal, who bring both options of either a river or a well. It is unclear why the option of a river was omitted from the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, while the option of a well was omitted from the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe. In any event, both sources of water are valid. You can go either to a river or a well or a spring to recite Tashlich. Now, in the event that there isn't a river or well or spring available in one's vicinity, then one can follow the following options as an alternative. Either A, to walk to an area within the tchum, from where one can see the body of water, even though you're not actually next to it, in fact, you're very far, seeing it is enough. And that is what is customarily done in the city of Tzfas, is that we go up to look at the Kinneret, and from the area of the lookout, we say Tashlich, even though it is a very far distance geographically. Another option that some communities follow is to go to even an empty well, which no longer has water, but used to have water, as nonetheless it still represents the spiritual aspect of water as we discussed in the previous lesson on the subject. If this too is not available, to use any body of water that's available, even an open faucet or a fish aquarium, to recite Tashlich. Now let's discuss the second aspect of where, which is regarding fish. So the concept of saying Tashlich by a river or well that contains fish is first recorded in the Maril and is brought in the Shla and the Darkei Moshe and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, even though it is omitted from the ruling of the Ramah. It is likewise recorded in the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. However, in the Alter Rebbe Siddur, he doesn't explicitly write to say it in an area with fish, although does go ahead and explain the Kabbalistic reason for having fish be present when you say Tashlich. Practically, as is evident from the wording of the Shla and from the Ramah's omission, it seems clear that the addition of having fish in the water is an additional aspect to Tashlich and is not its main aspect. Meaning, the main aspect of Tashlich is to be by a body of water, a river, a well, and the like. In addition, it's a surplus to then have fish in that body of water. The reason for having the fish, states the Alter Rebbe, is because the fish serve as an omen that the evil eye should not have authority over us. It is also an omen for us to be blessed to multiply like fish. And on Rosh Hashanah, we're always after good omens. The Matan Moshe and Shlah mention an alternative reason, which is to remind us that fish are often caught in nets and are in need of mercy, and so to on Rosh Hashanah, we are sort of in a bind, being that our future is being decided, and we need to supplicate and beg Hashem for mercy. The Alter Rebbe, in his Siddur, based on the Shla, mentions a Kabbalistic reason behind fish, as we mentioned in our previous lesson on the subject, which is that it represents the spiritual level of Eina Pikcha, of divine mercy from above. Interestingly, the Arizal does not mention at all the concept of having fish by the water when you say Tashlich, hence re-emphasizing what we said earlier, that this is not one of the main aspects of Tashlich, but a secondary aspect. In any event, one should try to say Tashlich by a body of water or river that contains fish. Many people actually bring fish to the area in order so contain fish on behalf of Tashlich. So if, let's say, you have a well or a spring, as there are many areas that contain outside mikvahs, bodies of water that are mikvahs, but of course they don't have fish, so Erev Hashanah someone comes and brings fish and puts fish into it for the sake of Tashlich. However, seemingly it is better to recite Tashlich by a river or well without fish than to say it by an aquarium with fish, if those are the options available. Obviously, the intent of saying Tashlich by a body of water that contains fish is on live fish and not a piece of gefilte fish or a can of tuna. That does not help. Now, regarding if one is allowed to feed the fish by the river or well, can you throw some bread to it and have it count as part of your actions of a gemilas chasadim, doing kindness to the fish and feeding them? So the answer is no. It is strictly forbidden to feed fish on Yontif unless the fish are dependent on you for their food, meaning they are your pets. The fish in a river are not your personal pets, and therefore are forbidden to be fed, as stated in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 324, halacha 7, and is explicitly brought in the Kaf HaChaim regarding Tashlich, that many people, unfortunately, are not aware of this and transgress on the holy day of Rosh Hashanah. Another aspect regarding the where question is regarding if it should be said by a body of water that's in your city, or specifically should be said by a body of water that's outside of your city. In other words, which body of water should receive the pollution of the sins? The Alter Rebbe, in both his Siddur and his Shulchan Aruch, states that it's best to recite Tashlich near a river that is outside of the city, obviously still being within Tchum Yantiv, Tchum Shabbos. This ruling is based on the ruling of the Magen Avraham and Elia Rabbah, and is likewise recorded in the Siddur Yavitz and in the Mishnah Brura. Often, however, we don't have much time to walk until outside of the city to say Tashlich, and in such a case, you should simply say it by a nearby body of water. Our next question is regarding who should say Tashlich, particularly regarding if women should also say it. So practically, we find in this matter a dispute regarding custom. In some communities, women are also accustomed to recite Tashlich, as they too need to get rid of their klipas, while in other communities, women are not accustomed to go. The Aruch HaShulchan, in his commentary, denounces the custom of women going to say Tashlich, as he writes that it leads to promiscuity and mingling of the genders, which is a most unbefitting matter to do on the Day of Judgment. And he goes to the extent of saying that in an area that women go, men should not go there at all. In any event, the widespread custom amongst Chabad communities is for also women to recite Tashlich. Nonetheless, of course, they must beware of the mingling that we discussed. Emir Tashem, in our final lesson on this subject, we will discuss the details of when Tashlich is to be recited. First day of Rosh Hashanah, second day, before Shkia, before Mincha, after Mincha. What happens if one missed? It's already nighttime, or after Shkia, or after Rosh Hashanah. And likewise, we will go through the order and the kavanas of Tashlich for our fourth and final lesson, Emir Tzashem.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.